Chapter 1 Once there was a town called Sheephaven. It was a good town, not too big, not too small. It was just right. The people were very happy. They had everything they needed. The town was busy today. It was very crowded. Saturday was always the busiest day because all the shops were open. The baker was selling bread. The butcher was selling meat. The bookseller was selling books. And the dressmaker was selling dresses. A young woman stopped at the dressmaker's shop. Her name was Susie, and she wanted a new dress.
"Good morning," said the dressmaker. "How are you today?"
"I am very well, thank you," she said. "I would like a new dress."
"You have come to the right place," said the dressmaker. "I have lots of dresses in lots of different colours.
What is your favourite colour? Is it pink?"
"Girls always love pink."
"Yuck! Pink is my least favourite colour," said Susie. "My favourite colour is gold."
"Your favourite colour is gold?" said the dressmaker.
"Yes," said Susie. "I want to look like a princess.
Princesses wear gold. Do you have any gold dresses?"
The dressmaker smiled. "Princess dresses cost a lot of money. Gold dresses cost even more money. Gold princess dresses cost the most money." He would be very happy to sell an expensive dress.
Then he looked at the woman.
She did not look like she had a lot of money. She wore an old dress with holes in. She didn't look like she could afford a gold princess dress.
"Do you have enough money to buy a dress?" he asked. "Can you afford it?"
Susie was annoyed. She wanted a princess dress, but she couldn't afford one. It was unfair.
"Come back when you have some money," said the dressmaker. "I can't sell you a dress if you can't afford one."
Suddenly, something strange happened. It was a sunny day, but suddenly everything went dark. A big shape flew over the land, making a dark shadow.
"Oh no!" said the people. "A dragon!"
The people were scared. Dragons were very scary. They came together to talk about it.
"Dragons are big and dangerous," said the baker.
"It could attack the town," said the butcher.
Everyone was very upset. They were not looking at their shops. Susie had an idea. It was a bad idea, but she still wanted to do it. She wanted to take a dress without paying for it. It was a bad thing to do. It was stealing. It made her heart go fast. But she couldn't afford to buy one. So how else could she get a dress? Susie looked at the shopkeepers. They were all busy talking about the dragon.
"Dragons breathe fire," said the bookseller. "It could burn all my books."
"And they eat meat," said the dressmaker.
"It could eat us."
The people were not looking at her. They were not looking at their shops. It would be easy to steal a dress. Her heart went faster.
Susie couldn't decide what to do. Should she steal the dress or not? She needed to make a decision. She was so nervous she couldn't think. What should she do? Suddenly, she made a decision. She grabbed the nearest dress and ran.
"Hey!" cried the dressmaker. "Stop! Thief!"
But it was too late. Susie was running away with her stolen dress. She ran as fast as she could. She only stopped running when she was in a green field far away from town. She looked down at the dress she stole.
"Oh, no," she said. "What a disaster! It's pink!"
Susie was annoyed. Pink was her least favorite color. "Oh, well," she said, "at least I have a new dress." She took off her old dress and put on the nice new dress. "Now I look like a princess," she said. Then the dragon came down and grabbed her.